tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the second hour. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, January 28, 2026 edition. Couple of text messages back and forth with Miss P in Sheboygan. She is asking, how do I sign Carla Wagner's petition to get her on the ballot to be able to stay on the debate stage for governor? Well, if you text me your name, address, and your number of sheets you feel you could fill out, I'll mail them to you. Carla's campaign is giving me a stack of the petition sheets as well as some of her palm cards. There's only 10 signatures per page. So all you have to do is, again, text me your name, your address, and how many sheets you would like. And if you can only get 10 signatures yourself and 9 others to do it, that's fine. If you feel you can get more than that, text me how many sheets. If you want 2 sheets like Miss P just texted me, you can get 20 signatures. That would be great. Now, what you have to do is make sure you follow the information correctly. You have to ask the person, what county are you registered to vote in? If they live in Sheboygan like you do, then you put Sheboygan County down, follow the columns exactly what it asks for, and when they date it, make sure they date it the day they're signing it. Not their birth date, but the date they're signing it. When you get the sheet completely filled out, all 10 signatures, then you sign at the bottom as the circulator. Now, you can sign as a person wanting to put her on the ballot, and you can also be the circulator. So you could sign it in 2 places. But you fill out the bottom as a circulator. When it's completely filled out, once it's done, make sure the date you're signing at the bottom, certifying that you circulated the petition sheet, make sure that date is later the next day after the last date of the 10th signature. So I mail these out to Miss P. She's going to get them probably maybe Monday or Tuesday. Well, when she starts circulating them, people will be signing them and dating them February 2nd, February 3rd, February 4th. When she gets the 20 signatures all done herself and 19 others, she then will fill out the bottom and date it after that. So it might be dated February 5th or 6th. There is an address on there for the campaign. All you do is put them in an envelope, hopefully a big envelope. You fold them in half and mail them back to Carla Wagner directly. She has until April 21st to collect at least a minimum of 15,000 valid signatures. She was shooting for 20. I said, no, you better shoot for 30 because other candidates have been out there collecting signatures. And if you sign for another governor candidate already, you can't sign for her. You can't do it. It would invalidate your signature for both candidates. So you got to ask people, what county are you registered to vote in. You make sure you use the proper county sheet that you're working on. And then you fill them out properly and you mail them in. And if she ends up getting enough valid signatures by turning them in before the deadline on April 21st, she'll be on the ballot. And what started this whole conversation, Ms. P says, I'm praying Carla Wagner wins the governorship. Sorry, but she is the common sense we need. Absolutely agree with that statement. And she's a business person. That's what I'm looking for as the next governor to fix the state of Michigan. Can't be a politician. It's got to be a business person. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I got a text message from Jim in Sheboygan. Do the signatures on one sheet have to be in the same county? Yes. The county is listed, written on the sheet at the very top. So, of course, once you label it for Sheboygan County, all those people signing must be registered to vote in Sheboygan. But very good question, Jim. Thanks for asking. One of the things that is happening on the Democrat side, kind of an interesting, very interesting development. We've been talking this morning about the Republican side with Perry Johnson getting into the race on Monday. Well, on the Democrat side, we actually had one candidate drop out of the race, and that was Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He's dropping out from running for governor and has decided he's going to run for Secretary of State. As a matter of fact, the UAW and others have already come out and just endorsed him for that position, Democrat candidate nominee for Secretary of State. I very much look forward to actually any of the three Republicans running to debate him heading into the November election. I think if Monica Yutuma, my endorsed candidate, Pat Kolbeck's endorsed candidate, many others have endorsed her, if she gets the nomination on March 28th, I think Monica will destroy Garland Gilchrist on a debate stage. Well, as far as governor goes, the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, is now the anointed one. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson doesn't have a chance in defeating her at the Democrat nominating endorsement convention in April. This is not for Secretary of State, so she will not be at that convention, but she will be there as the current Secretary of State. She probably will end up endorsing Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. But then fast forward to the August 4th primary, Jocelyn Benson, Chris Swanson. Sorry, Chris, you're going to get your butt kicked. This is absolutely a coronation by the Democrats to get behind, to coalesce behind Jocelyn Benson to be their nominee for governor. Well, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters wanted to host a debate between Democrat Jocelyn Benson and former Democrat Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who's now running as an independent. Well, there was allegations that Jocelyn Benson pulled out of a gubernatorial debate between herself and Duggan. Well, the president of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, President Lisa Wozniak, said those rumors are completely untrue. Now, this is supposedly the president of the organization that was going to be the host of the event. Well, last week's episode of MERS Monday podcast, Republican strategist Jason Rowe said he was surprised that Benson pulled out of the League of Conservation Voters debate with Duggan, the independent candidate for governor. Well, an advisor to the Michigan House Republican campaign's operation and an election strategist to U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett said that should be a home field advantage for her. The Michigan League of Conservation Voters, they're basically communist, progressive, socialist Democrats. Of course it would be a home field advantage for her. I don't believe she did back out. But it's very interesting that if she did in fact decide that she didn't want to face him in a debate already, would make total sense. It's way too early. Well, MERS heard from other political sources that the Michigan League of Conservative Voters, they are not conservative, Randy. You got to read the words right. Michigan League of Conservation Voters. If in fact they are attempting to host a debate style event, Benson allegedly opted not to participate. In response to those rumblings, Wozniak said yesterday, this is disinformation. It's just so interesting. Wozniak explained that the Michigan League of Conservation Voters was in the very preliminary stages of discussing a possible gubernatorial forum when talking with the Detroit Free Press and Grand Rapids-based Wood TV. The idea was that it would be a 501c3 education-funded forum. Conversations about putting the forum actually started back in December. The idea back then was Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Chris Swanson, the Democratic Sheriff of Genesee County, and Mike Duggan. All of them were contacted preliminarily to see if they'd be interested in participating. Also, we reached out to Republican candidates Mike Cox, Michigan's former Attorney General, the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and the current Congressman John James. They were all contacted about participating as well. Now, why would they only contact those three when there's actually seven, now eight Republicans running? Because they all have raised the most money so far until Perry Johnson got in. Mike Cox, Nesbitt, John James, all of them north of $2 million in fundraising already. Wozniak, president, went on to say, we're trying to get it done in the month of February. We are starting to organize and communicate about this, and we started back in December. People's schedules are really busy, and we, in fact, didn't even hear back from quite a few of them. It's becoming clear that this was going to be a challenge. When asked specifically if she heard back from the Jocelyn Benson campaign, Wozniak said it was that the scheduling was making that virtually impossible. And then we just literally heard radio silence from the others. So I want to be totally clear about this. Let's be fair about it. We are confirming that no official date for a forum has been scheduled, no flyers have been designed, and no candidates have confirmed. So Rose's comment about Benson dropping out, refusing to debate Duggan, is not an accurate statement, I should say. Michigan's LCV's gubernatorial forums of this nature do not happen often. Wozniak explained that the only two that took place was in 2002 and 2010. The date was not set. We were negotiating to try to figure out a date that would work with the candidates, and we ended up pulling the plug on the event because the scheduling was just too difficult all the way around. Well, the reason, Ms. Wozniak, is because you guys are too far left. You're not a moderate Democrat organization. You're not even fair and balanced. If I was a Republican campaign strategist advising any of these Republicans, I would tell you to throw your invitation in the mail. in the mail directly from the mailbox directly into the garbage can. Throw it right in the trash. Anything that comes in the mail from Michigan League of Conservation voters, throw it away. The email, put it in the trash. Delete it. She said the only campaign that did confirm and express an openness to participate was, of course, Mike Duggan. We were going back and forth on the dates and just could not ultimately come to a date that was convenient for everybody. When asked about the forum and whether they were attempting to put it together within 3 months, Andrea Bitley, Duggan's spokesperson, said Duggan is in a game to be on stage for any and every joint appearance he can. Whether they appeared together, when they appear together, excuse me, she said, Mike Duggan wins. And Jocelyn Benson knows it. Woo! Little warpath conversation coming out of Andrea. Well, here's the question. On the Democrat side, see, I'm not buying it that Mike Duggan is truly an independent. He has never ran as an independent before. He is a Democrat, true blue. Every single donation, every single endorsement, every single thing he's ever done as the former mayor of Detroit, he's done it as a Democrat. But because of the crowded field at the beginning and the fact that he felt that the Democrats were going to go so far left that he didn't want to participate in that Democratic primary, he announced he was running as an independent and has created an entire campaign around the fact, and this is basically his commercial. Dear Michigan voter, are you sick and tired of Democrats and Republicans? Are you sick and tired of this partisan politics that's been in control of our state over the last 60, 70 years? I am. My name is Mike Duggan, and that's why I decided to run for governor as an independent. We need to work together to fix the state of Michigan. I'm not going to be on the August 4th primary, but I will be on the November ballot. I ask for your vote. I'm Mike Duggan, and I approve this message. Yeah, that actually was about 27 seconds. That's going to be it, folks. Mark my words, you're going to see those on TV, you're going to see them on billboards, and you're going to get them in mailers in your mailbox. I fixed Detroit. I can fix Michigan. I can write these all day long. Doesn't mention the fact that he supports ranked choice voting and is completely in the union's pocket. Final half hour of hour number